Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show and ask your smart speakers to play WILK News Radio, and you will hear us live anywhere, any place via those smart speakers. Crystal clear digital bliss. You can check us out there as well. How's everybody doing on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025? It is just coming up on 309, 64 degrees. That cold front is moving its way in. I believe it's going down to the low 30s tonight. Only going to be in the upper 50s tomorrow, and then 32 degrees, I believe, a freeze warning for all counties for Thursday night. And then, you know, typical seasonable temperatures in the 60s after that. So if you were waiting for fall, if you were looking for fall, it feels like it's here. And the next two nights will definitely feel like there's a little chill in the air. So we'll give you the full forecast as we get through the day. So the plot seems to thicken here in Northeast Pennsylvania. This politics, sometimes called a full contact sport, is definitely in its tag team version here in Northeast Pennsylvania. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, where Wendy Wilson, who is the comms director for Paige Cognetti for mayor and Congress, she's her comms director. She's her team communications person, posted a post after an event on Sunday. And Chris Kelly, reporter for The Time, the opinion reporter, who I liken to, the cartoon of words is what he is. You read your cartoon characters, Peanuts and stuff like that. Well, you read Chris Kelly's opinion section, it's just nuts. So we'll just call it the cartoon nuts from Chris Kelly. So his tag team came in involved with this. But there's a lot of tell in what was written over the past few days. The tell that a Times Tribune opinion writer is in coordination with the mayor and candidate for Congress's campaign, and if not the candidate themselves, obviously are working together, obviously sharing things together. Because on Monday, Wendy Wilson wrote in a post on Blue Revival NEPA that has since been deleted, attacking school board director Bob Casey, Robert Casey, who goes by the name of our former senator, but is, from what I understand, not related. And she wrote, again, in a since-delete posted on this Blue Revival NEPA, which is a Democrat chat group, private group on Facebook, "Fake Bob Casey strikes again. At Sunday's Democratic rally for Scranton school board candidates at the Waldorf, Bob, also a fake Democrat, ushered MAGA Congressman Rob Bresnahan around and introduced him to all the attendees at a Democrat rally in Scranton," making that a stance, emboldened. "This fake Bob with Rob's wife, Chelsea, This is fake Bob's wife, Chelsea, as he flaunts a Marlboro Red, meaning a cigarette that's in his hand, while a tooth hovers atop his lip. We'll get to that in a minute. Fake Bob should stick to impersonating the real Bob Casey and writing fake endorsement letters for fake Democrat city council candidates. So that's what her posted, and she says she did not delete it, but it was deleted by the page administrators, who probably did her a favor, but people on that Blue Revival NEPA page did think it was a abhorrent post and saved it and sent it to the likes of me and I'm sure plenty of other people. It turns out that during the time that this picture was taken, and Bob Casey came in the studio to speak to Bob Cordero's show earlier yesterday and said that this picture was taken several years ago at a bar in the Poconos called Shenanigans, and he was undergoing cancer treatment for a bout of cancer he was dealing with, which caused him to lose some of his teeth. So the question is, how did Wendy Wilson, the comms director for Paige Cognetti's mayoral and congressional campaign, get a hold of this picture? Well, our friend Chris Kelly at the Times Tribune cleared that up today when he said in his article today that Bob Casey unsolicited sent him this photo and told him where it was taken and when it was taken. Now, Wendy Wilson leaves out when and where it was taken, and I guess didn't note the fact that he was undergoing a form of cancer treatment that caused him to lose some of his teeth, and his appearance may not have been what he normally is. But my question would be, Chris Kelly, I guess, is sharing photos that he gets from Bob Casey, explaining that, no, he did not invite Rob Bresnahan to this event. He knows both him and Chelsea prior and was with them years ago in an event before he was a congressman, before she was married to a congressman. She was then still a reporter at WNEP, and he took a picture with her. They have mutual friends in contact and do know each other. So my question would be, what does Chris Kelly have involved to send him a picture that was sent to him by Bob Casey himself to say, hey, I did not invite him. We're friends for a long time. Here's a picture from a couple of years ago. You know, he was just there and I was cordial to him. He is my congressman and he was at this event. So, yeah, I spoke to him. And Bob Casey explained that in his own words, and you could read that on the hear that on the rewind on Bob Cordero's show from yesterday earlier. But to take that picture then and attack his appearance simply because he had the mortal sin of being cordial to a Republican, some of the opposite category, you have to wonder who Mayor Paige Cognetti surrounds herself with. This is the person running her comms. This person is obviously just looking to attack anyone that does not have her. And the big question is, and she attempted to answer that question in Chris Kelly's article today, of why wasn't Mayor Paige Cognetti, a former Scranton School Board director, at this event if it was a fundraiser for Democrat-only candidates? Well, they say that she was out campaigning and canvassing and visiting homes and sent Chris Kelly a picture that of her out beating the campaign trail. Well, I wonder if Chris Kelly sent that to either the Bresnahan campaign or Bob Casey to saying, well, you sent me your picture, I'll send you my picture. But it's not. And it goes on to typical cartoonish Chris Kelly hyperbole, and he's got his stance on things. And, you know, listen, it is what it is. And I think we all get that now. But, you know, he gets in here that, you know, when he spoke to MAGA Republican, very similar to ushered MAGA Congressman Rob Bresnahan in from Wendy Wilson. So I guess that's their slant or whatever it is. But he said that when he called him on his cell phone back in July, he said he was welcome to call any time. And he said that he tried to call him this time, this week, on Monday, and did not get any answer on that phone call and left a message and still did not get a reply. Well, if you were portraying as a journalist and working with the other campaign that's challenging you, yeah, maybe I would stay away from dealing with you too, because obviously you are now an agent of the Cognetti campaign, which is proven by you sending pictures that you unsolicitedly got from Bob Casey to her comms director, Wendy Wilson, to where she uses that to attack the appearance of a then cancer treatment patient, Bob Casey, who now sits on the Scranton School Board. And it was, I'm glad Bob Casey came in. I don't know him personally. I've never met him to tell his side of the story the other day. So the article goes on with your typical opinion nonsense that you would see in our local newspaper. And it says, Monday seemed good to me with the federal government shut down by MAGA Republicans using ridiculous, easily debunked lies as an excuse. I guess that would mean that federal tax dollars are going to pay for the health care of illegal immigrants. So I'll throw this out there for Chris Kelly of the Scranton Times-Tribune. I'll put my job against your job. If you can prove that federal tax dollars are not paying for any health care services for illegal immigrants, I'll resign tomorrow. But the same goes for you. And I've proven time and time again that federal tax dollars are, in fact, going to pay for the health care services. Maybe not insurance, but health care and services, but also insurance for illegal immigrants who are here not legally. It's as simple as that. That goes for states being reimbursed. Yesterday, I posted an article where 14 states plus the District of Columbia are being reimbursed by federal tax dollars, Medicaid dollars, to help pay for their state services. So it's easy to say in an opinion piece, ridiculous, easily debunked lies as an excuse to your small little cartoonish crowd. But you know, the facts remain as they do. But in this article, again, he goes into that he received this unsolicited picture of Bob Casey and Chelsea from years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I understand, is what Bob Casey said. And Wendy Wilson uses that, given to this journalist from the Times Tribune that was sent to him, forwards it to the comms director of Paige Cognetti, who then uses it on one of her Blue Revival NEPA posts to attack a fellow Democrat. A fellow Democrat, calling him a fake Democrat and such. Well, the last I checked, it was her candidate who ran as an independent and not as a Democrat. And now, when it's politically convenient, running back as a Democrat again. So who is the fake when it comes down to it? The other thing, and not to dwell on this because I'm kind of done with those two. The Scranton mayor has endorsed Council President Gerald Smurl for re-election in the November 4th general election. Yes, this is the very council president who had to withdraw from the campaign as a Democrat for illegal signatures on his petition. Unverified, listen, he withdrew because they couldn't be verified. That's illegal signatures. So she's endorsed Council President Gerald Smurl, who had to withdraw as a Democrat. So is he a real Democrat if he's running as an independent? Now, because he's not running as a Democrat because he had to withdraw as a Democratic candidate, but yet the mayor endorses. So which is it? Do we have fake Democrats or do we don't have fake Democrats? Or are there only some? You know, is he a useful idiot to where you'll endorse him to keep your useful idiot just in case you just happen to be reelected as mayor and are stuck there in your stepping stone chance to run for two offices at the same time? Because that's what you're doing. And listen, the campaign also wants to make you think that that's totally normal. Yes, people who are senators run for president all the time. Governors run for Senate all the time. Governors run for president all the time. People with titles and positions often run for other positions. But it's kind of hard to find someone who's run for two positions, a mayor and a federal office like congressman, at the same time, simultaneously. And that's what's going on now. So, no, that is not usual. It is very unusual. But it's her prerogative to do so, but the voters of Scranton need to make a decision. Are you really being served by someone that wants to leave as soon as they can? Or you're just the alternative to if they don't get that bigger, better thing? In normal business world, that may be something good, but for elected office, listen, governing the city of Scranton is not going to be as easy as it was the past 4 years. And you look at it and you go, well, COVID wasn't easy. Well, it kind of was. A lot of government was shut down, which City Hall until recently was. And I think it was just opened up for, one of your little zoo trips to where you looked around and was able to see things through the glass and wave and meet people. And then you had to leave. You are truly going to have to govern. Now, you don't have an influx of ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act cash, ARPA cash. Listen, is the financial status of the city of Scranton better now than it was 4 years ago? It absolutely was. If you got one-third of your annual budget dumped on your lap over your four-year term, of course you'd be an idiot if you weren't doing better financially. And that's exactly what it is. The ARPA cash freed up a lot of other cash that would have been accounted for in operational expenses and capital projects and such like that. You're truly going to have to manage a city the size of Scranton now, which is why it's difficult. And because it's difficult, well, maybe I'll get something that's maybe not so difficult as long as I don't have to put my full effort into it. And it's easy to point out fingers and say, well, we'll do something different. No, you won't. Because the administration that's in power now will be in power for the next 3 years. If you even have, by chance, the chance of winning a congressional seat, you will be in the minority and you will have no power to do anything other than complain, which seems to be what you're good at. So we shall see where it goes. But you have to wonder if these are the choices that Paige Cognetti is making of the people that surround herself. A comms director who attacks someone undergoing cancer treatment for the way they look simply because they weren't Democratic enough for you. Or endorsing a candidate for city council who had to drop out of the race because there was some shenanigans with their signatures. And that whole signature scandal, you know, there may be more people involved in that they don't want brought to the spotlight. People involved in gaining those signatures may have been sitting at the table with those signatures. It's interesting how those questions have never been asked. And it's interesting that today in Chris Kelly's opinion article, he mentions nothing about Wendy Wilson's post using the picture that he gave her. You know, that we'll leave that part out of it because that's not part of my opinion. My opinion is just to be the opposition and be the other side, which is usually the easy thing to do. So that's where we stand in the city of Scranton and our local areas now. But we will see how this moves forward. I wonder if the mayor or candidate for Congress has made a statement on her comms director attacking someone simply because of the way they look, because they were undergoing cancer treatment. But I have yet, and I wouldn't hold my breath for that either. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. Got some text messages in. Says, I think the fake Bob is great. Good for him. Best advertising he can get. Thanks, Paige. Some people saying that illegal immigrants are, in fact, getting medical insurance. I know for a fact because I process their claims. There you go. University of Scranton Faculty Union is drawing attention to the lack of a contract for them. As negotiations continue, the union representing faculty at the University of Scranton is bringing attention to the lack of a new contract. The union, the Faculty Affairs Council, has been negotiating with the university for a new three-year contract since the start of the year. But since the current contract expired in late August, the union called out the university leadership to provide a fair contract. Among the sticking points, the union are living wages. They say the university offers raises between 2 and 2.5% don't keep up with inflation, according to the union website. The last contract saw faculty members receiving raises equal to 3.5% of their base pay for the 2024-2025 academic year. The union, which represents 285 full-time faculty members, and many members are paid at or near minimum salary, the median of which ranges from $77,100 for a faculty specialist to $112,500 for a full professor. And you are right. As far as those positions go, they are on the lower scale. So it's University of Scranton faculty bringing attention. They're not going on strike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They are just bringing awareness that they are now out of a contract, and if they've been negotiating in good faith, and I don't know if they are or they aren't. I really haven't followed the negotiations. But they have been in negotiations since the beginning of the year. We are now starting to end the last quarter of the year. Their contract is now expired, and here we are. And it's interesting. This seems to be the norm wherever we go. I mean, we have a government shutdown right now on our eighth day because they don't know how to fiscally manage a nation. You have school districts and employers, and in here, a private institution, the University of Scranton, that lets their contract expire and then figures, well, we'll work on it. Because there's no repercussions. There's no downside to it. Why there's no downside to continuing resolutions? I mean, look at Pennsylvania right now. We're in our fourth month without a budget. The end of this month will be 4 months without a budget. And people are starting to feel the pain. School districts are having to take out loans. Counties are starting to have to juggle cash around and looking at taking short-term loans out to help balance their budget until they start getting that influx of state dollars. But there's no incentive to get it done, which is why we need to change the way things are done, both on the federal level and the state level. And it's going to take an entire writing of the constitutions to do that, both the federal and state constitution, because it's written in that these legislators must get paid. It's interesting. Our active duty military are figuring out next week, if they don't get a check, how they're going to have to pay bills. I was just having this conversation today with my children. This Friday, the first group of federal workers will not get their check, and there's a lot of them that will have to do things. And you think about it, well, they're going to get their money anyway. Okay, but where is the money right now? You know, most average people has their checking account where their bills are paid out of. You have a savings account, and maybe you have some other rainy day fund accounts and emergency accounts set aside, plus your investments for retirement and such. A lot of people, especially in our military and in our federal services, depend on automatic bill payment. Because if you are deployed for several months or you're on a training mission for 3 months, you're not home writing checks to pay for your phone bill, your electric bill, your mortgage, your car payments, and stuff like that. So you highly depend on automatic billing. Well, now they have to go into their accounts and alter their automatic billing because that money may not be in there. Now, if they have the money that they could just move over from a savings account or maybe a rainy day account, that's fine. It still needs to be done. But what about the people who are deployed right now? People who are deployed right now go on autopilot as far as their home bills. They're on a ship. They're on a base. They're somewhere they may not have any connection to the outside world. And they're depending on money automatically going into their accounts and then automatically get withdrawing for them automatic bill payments that they have set up before they go on deployment. Now, deployment, you could be gone for 3 months to 14 months, sometimes even longer. These are the people that are going to have to be severely inconvenienced. And I'm not saying they're going to have to do without. Yes, they may miss a check or two. But the bigger factor is the infrastructure that's in place to keep their lives as normal as possible. You know, when you're gone on deployment, again, you put your entire life on autopilot at home. Your bills still need to be paid. Things still need to get done. You're not really spending money while you're out on a ship or on a base in a foreign land, or at least a lot of money. But now you're worried about, hey, I got to move money somewhere because come the 15th, when a check is usually automatically deposited into my account, I may have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 being taken out for all the bills that I have on auto payment, or at least half the bills for that month. And that's where the worry comes in. It may not be you cannot have, you can have all the ability to pay your bills. It's that infrastructure you have set up to pay those bills that now has to be thrown out the window and totally altered for at least as long as this is working. And that goes for our federal workers. That goes for a lot of people here. And the same thing with the state. Yes, a lot of people will get paid their back pay in retroactive money, and it's a nice lump sum. But that juggling, that infrastructure of how you normally do your billing, and a lot of people now depend on that automatic billing, those automatic withdrawals from your accounts. So you don't have to worry about it. You set it up. Hey, whatever my electric bill is, take it out of here. Whatever my cable bill is, take it out of here. Whatever my cell phone bill is, take it out of here. Well, now that all goes out the window, and you might have to spend a few days figuring out, okay, what exactly, I mean, think about it. Figure out exactly what bills. I mean, we had a couple of years back, one of our account, well, our bank was compromised. It really wasn't even our account. Our bank was compromised, and they had to they didn't shut down, but they had to change all our accounts. Because since the bank was compromised, all account numbers were compromised. So they simply gave everybody new account numbers. Well, that was great for protecting us, but then we have to figure out how many bills we have coming out of that account. And we had to look in the months prior and saying, okay, we have this bill, that bill. It turned out to be 14 or 15 bills that were automatically paid out of the account that were being denied now, and late payments being added on. And then we had to contact them with letters from the bank saying, listen, the bank was compromised. They changed our accounts. Here it is. And it took some time. And that time is what was more frustrating than the actual incident itself. It's 3:35 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:41. Let me go to the phone now. We have Mike from Bloomberg. Mike.
Yeah, you were talking about the way this shutdown is affecting certain groups of people, you know, particularly the military people are being victimized, and there's a lot of other people too. And it reminds me of my working career. I worked for an NGO, which was not for profit, and I worked for two public utilities that really did not have to perform their best to get paid, okay? In other words, they were going to get paid for whatever electricity they sold, and that's what mattered. And in each case, the organizations were dysfunctional, in my opinion. And I have to say the same thing is true for our government, that they will not do what needs to be done because they're putting themselves and their careers above the people that represent them. And I think that it's just horrible. And I have to say also that I'm looking at the price of silver and gold right now. Silver is up 64% for the year, and gold is up 52%. Now, granted, they're industrial materials, but I have to say that there's a lot of people, and I don't think it's a mania, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get rich with gold. I think it's people that have money that want to protect their dollar because they're looking at how our government is behaving, and they're just getting really, really concerned about the future of the country and the future of the American dollar.
Well, precious metals has always been that home base go-to in times of turmoil. So I think you're onto something there. It's interesting because Chuck Schumer just today said that he thinks that Democrats will benefit from what's this shutdown in the midterms, and for his caucus not to crack and to hold tight. So he's just fine with putting crisis to our federal workers, our active duty military, our federal budgets, simply for political gain in the midterms. So that just goes to show you what's really behind this.
In other words, to rephrase that, Chuck Schumer is willing to throw Americans under the bus so that they can gain votes in the next election.
Exactly. He said it just like that. I mean, he didn't say about the votes, but he said that he believes Democrats will benefit from this shutdown in the midterms and for his Senate Democrats to hold strong together.
Yeah. And isn't he the guy that he's worried about AOC running against him or something?
He's not going to admit that, but he should be, because that's always been the end goal.
Yeah, that could be motivating him to act the way he's acting. And to me, it's absolutely disgusting. And to think of the air traffic controllers, you know, protesting by, you know, and I'm assuming it's organized calling off sick. But what's happening is they have put the air traffic controllers in a position where they're acting out, which really threatens air travelers, so to speak. And so they just don't care about the people. They care about themselves and, you know, lining their pockets and getting reelected. And I think that's where we're at. Now, that's not a uniform statement for everybody, because I do believe there are many of them that have gone there and they want to make change. But I know for sure in the Democrat Party, if you don't toe the company line, you're going to be primaried.
Term limits are the best thing that we can get, and hopefully it happens soon. Mike,
thank
I appreciate
it. Take care now. Bye.
Thank you. Fred, I'm going to get to you in just a minute. It is 3:45 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. Let me tell you about my friends at the Good Feet Store, located right here at Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They make it easier than ever to feel your best, and I've had my Good Feet and Arch Supports in my shoes for over 2 years now, and I am feeling my best. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with those Good Feet Arch Supports. There's no waiting. They're immediately available, and you can experience that difference today with a free test walk. And the best part that I love about them, they are proudly made here in the USA. So why wait to feel better? Visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. That's where I went. Great, great people in there. Call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com, because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. Let me go back to the phone now. We have Fred from West Pittston on the University of Scranton. Fred.
Yeah, these schools, they get money from the government, right, Rob? I want your opinion.
Well, the University of Scranton, I'm sure, well, they get tax subsidies and stuff like that, but it is a private university. It is a private university. It's not taxpayer funded.
Right. And Penn State, and, you know. But my thing is, all these people, and I know four or five of them, that they work there. Now, they work there, and their kids go to school for free. What's your opinion on that? I mean, it's $50,000 a year. They employ 1,000 people, University of Scranton.
Well, a private university can do
a lot of money.
Well, a private university could do whatever they want. And if that's part of the benefits package, if you work there, your child could go for a discounted or free rate. That's up to them. I'm 100% on board with that. As far as taxpayers
really?
Funding that, yeah, because they're a private entity. It's like a private corporation, you know, saying they're going to give you tuition fees bonuses towards your children who go to college. The University of Scranton's a private university, like the University of Notre Dame. Now, do federal tax dollars make their way there? Yeah, but they're not paying for their tuition. So I'm fine with that. If that's part of the benefit package of working there, then good for the university to attract.
Penn State, they pay 75% of if you work there, right?
Well, now, Penn State's a different animal.
Shutting down.
Yeah.
These schools are shutting down some. They want to shut these down. I mean, I'm not saying it's a lot of money, but I don't agree with that at all.
Well, as part of their benefit.
These people are going for free.
Yeah, as part of their benefit package.
And you believe the people that try to get in there. Yeah. Try to get a job there just to get their kids there, Rob. I know this. I see it. I know people.
Well, it is, and that's part of the benefit package. They pay people less because that's part of the benefit package that they order. When you look at a job, If you have top of the line health insurance, they may pay you hourly a little less because they are providing such a good benefit for you as far as health insurance go. If your retirement is very good, if they're matching into your 401k at a higher rate, you know, instead of the average 3%, say they're matching you at 10%, they can get away with paying you a little less. So you have to look at the total package. I'm not concerned so much, especially private entities. They can do whatever they want. But you have to look at the total benefit package because as a professor, you know, if you're getting paid, let's say, $100,000 at a state university, but you get free tuition for your child, well, that's like getting paid $150,000 as far as benefits go. You have to look into that, where if they went to a private university, maybe as a professor, they can get $150,000, $160,000 cash because they don't need that benefit. So you have to look at the entire package and how they're attracting good quality professors. I do hear what you're saying. There is a concern there. It does definitely needs to be monitored. But I know plenty of people that took a less paying job at a university or a higher institution so their kids could get in and go there for a discounted rate. And that's part of the entire benefits package. So it needs to be looked at more holistically than they're getting something they don't deserve.
Well, what is it a year? Most of them are like, what, $50,000 a year, $40,000 a year?
No, if you look at some of our Pasci State colleges, you know, you're looking at $15,000 a year. If you go to the higher end schools, you're looking at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a semester or a year. So like, it varies.
Yeah. A lot of people agree with me. I mean, you don't. That's fine. I understand, you know.
Yeah, you have to look at the entire package on what's getting there. And again, if it's attracting better professors at a cheaper rate for the taxpayer and they're just letting their kids go to the school there, that's good business. That's providing a good benefits package so you could pay people a lower rate to get them to work there.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
All right, Fred, I appreciate your call and keep thinking about those things.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. And I hear what he's saying, but again, first of all, private institutions can do whatever they want, just like private corporations can do whatever they want as far as benefit package and pay for their employees. But you have to look at it on a greater scale like that. That's why when you look at a job, you have to look at the entire benefits package. I know we get fixated because that's what we live on, that yearly salary that we get. And it shouldn't even be the yearly salary because we see how much gets taken out of it. So it's the after-tax salary that you're actually bringing home and actually can spend. And then once you add inflation to that, you know, it gets chipped away even more. But if you're getting a very good benefits package, if you're getting a good retirement plan, if you're getting a good perks to, let's say, what they do for you as far as travel, you know, if you have a job where you may get a take-home car, so you're not paying insurance for a car. You're not paying gas for a car. You're not paying mileage. You're saving that way. I know a lot of police departments across the nation recruit people because they provide take-home cars. Think about what you spend annually on a vehicle. And it's good policing when you think about it because those police cars, normally marked or even unmarked police cars, everybody knows what they are. You're driving them around even on your personal time. Now, the deal with that is if you get flagged down, if you happen to come across something, you have to take police action, which most off-duty police officers need to do anyway, if they're working or not. So it's an omnipresence. It's a physical deterrence, seeing police cars around where they may be on or off duty. You don't know. And it pays. So, and it also pays for you as that individual officer because you're not. Now, I know plenty of police officers, friends that I have that have take-home vehicles. It's not a normal thing in here, Pennsylvania. But in Virginia, it is very normal. In Florida, it's even more. Plenty of places, it's extremely normal to do where you see police cars, sheriff's vehicles parked in someone's driveway because that's where they live. And if something happens and someone sees a police car, yes, you run the risk of somebody walking up and knocking on your door looking for the police. So it does have its pros and cons. You know, if you're going out shopping with your family, do you really want to do that in a police car where you could also be a target or be flagged down for something and have to take police action with your family in the car? But it is a benefit to the department. It's a benefit for the community. And it's a benefit for the officer because they're not paying for mileage, gas, tolls, back and forth, wear and tear on a vehicle. So you have to look at the entire benefits package rather than just look at it narrowly or what they're getting paid. It's 3:55 here at WILK. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Luzerne County is now probing ethics complaints again with the return of an enforcement attorney. It's about time the Luzerne County Ethics Commission is able to investigate two ethics complaints now that their attorney has returned as an enforcement attorney. The anonymous complaints were filed more than 3 months ago, but could not be opened because the commission did not have an enforcement attorney. The attorney resigned in May, and the Accountability, Conduct, and Ethics Commission struggled to find an ace enforcement attorney for months. The commission voted September 30th to appoint the resigned person to be an ace enforcement attorney after she applied to return to the position. According to the county ACE code, an enforcement attorney must investigate complaints and then decide whether to dismiss or prosecute them before the commission. They obviously need to find up a backup way to do this because, again, this attorney resigned. They could not find a replacement and thankfully decided to come back and reapply for the position. And now they can again hear these ethics complaints. And it's unknown what these ethics complaints were. The position pays $225 an hour. So it's interesting that they couldn't find someone, almost like the city of Scranton not having a public works director or assistant director or temporary stand-in cardboard cutout of a director. It's hard to find positions, I guess. It's 4 o'clock here at WIOK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.